Once again, everybody out there in internet land, this is Shannon from Podzilla 1985, and I kind of noticed this week after we did the Extreme Rules show last night that we really don't have anything else scheduled this week. We are going to be doing a show later in the week with Hunter Hendricks about some fantasy booking with the WWE, but if you know me, you know that I like to record stuff all the time. I never shut up. I always have an opinion about something, and I kind of regret that we didn't have a Sunday show that wasn't specifically for wrestling, because a lot of big news came out of pretty much every section of the world today, including a couple things that I want to talk about today, which we'll get to in a second. I had to pick between a couple different items because I didn't want to do a 30-minute show like I did with White Privilege, because I'm flying solo today. It's just me. So if you've listened this far and are expecting Zach Price or any of the other, you know, personalities that we have with the website, unfortunately, it's just me again. And I don't want to go 30 minutes on a single topic because sometimes I get tired of hearing myself talk. Hopefully you guys don't feel that way, but you know, it's okay if I do, because I talk a lot. If you know me at the store, in person, I tend to ramble. Man, it was hard to choose what to talk about for this little solo cast, as I like to call it, because like I said, everything happened in the past couple of days. We could talk about Steam and Valve and how they've screwed up by letting people charge for mods. We could talk about the Avengers. We could talk about more WWE. We could talk about a million different things, but really I boiled it down to two, and one of which I had planned on talking about, and that is the cancellation of Silent Hills. But then throughout the day, I started reading more and more about the big controversy in Baltimore with the funeral of Freddie Gray. And as you know, or I hope you know, because I hope that you pay attention to the news and know what's happening in the world, that Freddie Gray was a young African-American male who was killed. Well, he was put in police custody, and somewhere over the course of him being transported, he injured himself, or was injured, to the point that he passed away a little bit later. And today they had the funeral for him. And man, it's a mess. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news. I hope you have, because I like for everyone to stay educated. But there is riots going on. There is looting. I've had arguments with friends and foes alike about the importance of it and the consequences of it. And I really wanted to talk about it. But watching the looting, hearing the arguments, knowing where this is going, I feel like a, you know, 15-minute program with just me would not do it justice. I would like to get some more people on here and get their opinions on it. So I'm going to save that for a later day, partly because it just depresses me. It really depresses me what's happening out there, because this is very reminiscent of what happened in Ferguson when Mike Brown was killed. And it's, in my opinion, will probably get worse than it was in Ferguson. But we will talk about that at another time, whenever I feel we can do it justice, because I don't want to belittle what's happening in Baltimore right now. And I want to talk about something that is also near and dear to my heart and to a lot of you guys, because I know a lot of you are video game fans, and that's where a lot of you know me from, is from the Gaming Ground store in Cape and Jackson. It came out today officially that they have canceled Silent Hills. Now, I know what you're thinking. That sucks. I really wanted to play this game. Well, yeah, I really wanted to play this game too. After playing the playable teaser that they released on the PlayStation Network, which if you have an Xbox or an Xbox 360 or a PlayStation 3, unfortunately, you will never be able to play that teaser because the game is officially dead and they're pulling the teaser from the PlayStation Network on Wednesday. I am depressed over this. The teaser was amazing, but in a way, now, what time is it? It's somewhere around 7 o'clock when I'm recording this. After so much time has passed, I've kind of made peace with it. I've made peace with the fact that Silent Hills will never come out, and I'm actually starting to lean towards being happy that it's never coming out. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it would have been a great game. But if you have played the playable teaser, or PT as it was known on the marketplace, maybe I shouldn't say marketplace, as it was known on the PlayStation Store, if you played PT, you know that it was one of the greatest games you have ever played. And now I'm not even talking about demo-wise, I mean just in general. PT was by far the hands-down scariest thing that I have ever played in my life. This is a game that, when we played at the store, you had 7, 8, 9 grown men sitting in front of this TV watching it with eyes like a hawk. I mean, staring this thing down, trying to figure out what to do, where to go. And every time something would happen, whether a door would rattle, a radio would play, or a ghost woman would break your neck right in your face, these guys would scream. They would scream like little, well, I don't want to be too offensive to anybody, but they would scream like a bunch of bitches, and myself included. This is the kind of game, and I'm a horror fan. Anyone that knows me knows I love horror movies. They are my bread and butter. But playing this game put me on a new level of fear. I have never been afraid to watch a movie. There have been movies that have kind of freaked me out, but I've never been afraid of them. This game scared me. The first time I played this game, I sat at Gaming Grounds on the clock, and I watched John Massey play it, and he kind of knew where he was going there for the first part, so he kind of showed us around, made sure we saw the best parts, and it was goddamn scary. I can't think of a game that has ever come close to frightening me about, frightening me like this game had. This game made me not want to play it. I remember I had tried to make Lindsay play it once, and it was 1 a.m., I think, when we started it. I handed her the controller and said, okay, let's go. And if you play PT, you know when you start in that little hallway. You go around the corner, the radio plays, and it talks about this father that killed his family. She got to the end of the first hallway before you turn right to go towards the radio. And she started hearing the message. She got so scared, she handed me the controller with tears in her eyes and said, no. That's how atmospheric and scary this game was. All it took was a little bit of sound, a dark hallway, and some creepy pictures, and she was done. And I'm not saying she's the bravest person in the world, because clearly she isn't, anyone that knows her. But the fact remains that this game scared her so much, she couldn't even walk down a hallway. So if the demo was so good, you're probably saying to yourself, so why are you happy that the game's not coming out? You know, if you loved it so much, would you not want to play a full release of it? Well, after the demo came out and everyone figured out that it was for Silent Hills, which, by the way, I'm not a big fan of the name, but whatever, they flat out said that this was not how the game was going to be played. That whenever the full game came out, it was not going to be like the demo, the teaser. The teaser was made specifically for people to play beforehand, and it was a separate entity from the game, other than the character of Norman Reedus or his character being shared. And I think that's the part that makes me okay with this happening. Because while I loved PT, and I thought PT was amazing, I think that if Silent Hills would have come out, it would not have lived up to the hype that PT created. PT will go down as one of the greatest games I have ever played. Games. I don't care if it was a teaser. I got more gameplay and enjoyment and jump scares and fear and everything else that makes horror great. I got more from that demo than I've ever gotten from any game in the history of video games. So if Silent Hills would have come out and would have been more like a regular Silent Hill game, as much as I like Silent Hill, it's never been scary to me. It's a cool game. It's like Resident Evil. It's a cool game, but it's not terrifying. Not like PT was. PT made me not want to play video games anymore because I was afraid to pick up the controller. And I'm not afraid to admit that, because I watched a room full of grown men scream in terror the first time that they turned a corner and that goddamn ghost was standing there shaking and vibrating in a creepy fashion and then charged at you. In fact, that's one of my favorite memories from the game. I believe we had Jordan playing with us, and we had heard that the way to beat the demo was to put the headset on and basically cuss out the ghost. Talk to the ghost. So he put the headset on, which is scary enough as it is, because then you've got all the volume going straight to your ears, and we can't hear anything. All we can do is see the screen on, the TV. Well, Jordan's playing, and he's talking to the ghost. He's trying to talk to the ghost. He's trying to get the ghost to, he's trying to get the baby laugh so we can get the phone to ring. He gets fed up with the ghost and the game not, advancing. So he just flat out says, fuck you, Lisa. And as he said, "Fuck you, Lisa," the ghost charges at him as if she was responding to it and possessed him. And it was one of the scariest things I've ever seen in my life. Unexpected as hell. And it was amazing. And if Silent Hills would have come out and would have played like Silent Hill and not like PT, I think the entire gaming community would have turned on the game and said, man, imagine what it could have been. Well, friends, now you don't have to worry about that. Now you can forever take PT and hold it close to your heart, assuming you download it in time, because the game, it won't be there for much longer. Get it while you can, and you never have to worry about Silent Hills ruining that. Now, I'm not completely excited by it, because I did want to play the game. I mean, any kind of collaboration between Hideo Kojima, Guillermo del Toro, and Norman Reedus, it's just awesome. It's just awesome. It would have been great. Or it could have been great. We'll never know now. Instead, Konami wants to put out regular Silent Hill titles, you know, in another long line of average games that they've been putting out since Silent Hill 3. And then, you know, when you understand that Kojima is also leaving Konami, makes you worry about the Metal Gear franchise too. And not only that, but then it came out today that Konami has delisted itself from the stock exchange. So what the hell is going on over at Konami? No one really knows. Is it about to take the plunge that THQ took and go out of business? I doubt it, but, you know, crazier things have happened. And that would affect me personally great, you know, quite a bit, because a lot of you know I'm a huge Castlevania fan, one of my favorite series. So if Konami goes under and Castlevania goes with it, even though they haven't made a great Castlevania game since, not even Order of Ecclesia, I would say Portrait of Ruin was probably the last great one that I really enjoyed. I did like the Lords of Shadows game, but yeah, that's another topic for another day. Right now I'm here to talk about my love for PT and my acceptance that Silent Hills will forever be a mystery. If you were looking forward to this game, I do apologize, and I hope you find something better, or at least something to fill the void. If you're a fan of horror and you like mediocrity, they are coming out with a Five Nights at Freddy's 4 was confirmed today, so you can look forward to a bunch of more Let's Plays where people scream at the same jump scares they've been screaming at since the first game came out like 4 weeks ago. You know, they're putting out more of these Five Nights at Freddy's games than they put out porns in a series. I legitimately, and don't ask why, because the more questions you ask, the less you're going to want to know about me. But when I was looking at a list of porn titles, and again, don't ask questions, but I was looking at this list, I noticed that they've filmed sequels to porns before they put the original one out. And that blows my mind. That's kind of like Five Nights at Freddy's to me. They have a sequel planned. They had part 4 probably planned before part 2 was even thought of. Think about it. It'll make sense eventually. Well, I'm going to keep this short. I didn't want to go too long on this. Just wanted to talk about my frustration with Konami and in my acceptance that Silent Hills is forever gone. But instead of having Silent Hills, we can just keep playing PT over and over and over again. And even though we know every little secret now, we know every scare, we know every place the ghost is going to come from, nothing will ever take away that feeling of the first time you played PT and it scared the piss out of you. So until a game comes out that can draw us in like that, I will continue to cherish the memory of PT. And I look forward to what's coming next. Because you never know, they may surprise you. They probably won't, because this world doesn't have a lot of surprises left in it. And if they do surprise you, it's usually never good. And we'll leave it with that. You can look forward to another Tanner Thursday this Thursday. We haven't picked a topic yet. We'll let you know once we do. And then we have that great show with Hunter and Zach and maybe a couple guest surprises on Saturday. We're going to be talking about fantasy booking. In between then, I am going to try to record a show with Zach on depression. We talked about it last night on the Extreme Rules show. We'll see how that goes. But until then, thank you so much for listening. I always appreciate it. You guys mean the world to me, and we'll see you then.